of thy servants shall continue. Their seed shall be established forever. I would like to preach on those lines tonight. I know this is not Mother's Day or Father's Day, but this is just a scripture that I felt like the Lord gave me a few evenings ago and has been on my heart ever since. I know that we all love our children. I know that we all pray for our children. Pray that God would have His way. I think about a message that I believe was preached here. I heard somewhere one time where the text was taken on Hezekiah, where Hezekiah had had some talk with the Lord, and the Lord had told him, said, "Who was those men that came?" And they was from Babylon, and said, "What'd you show them?" He said, "I showed them everything." "I showed them everything that was in the house, and in the house of the Lord, and everything." And God said, "Those very men are going to come, and they're going to take away everything that you showed them. They're going to take it and carry it away into Babylon." And said, "But it ain't going to come in your days. It's going to come in your children's days." And Hezekiah, and this was the text that the preacher took, he said, Hezekiah said, you know the story, Hezekiah said, "Good is the word of the Lord, because it's peace in my days and in my children." And the preacher preached and said, "What about the children? What about your babies? You know, that's a difficult place to be, where we don't care about, amen, the future generations." Amen. I don't believe that's God's plan in any way. If you follow the Word of God and God's teachings in the Bible, He's constantly telling His people, set this up as a memorial for the generations to come. He's telling them, He said, tell your children the things that God did for you. He said, tell your children's children the things that God did for you. Amen. And we know that even in the New Testament, the Bible lays a special responsibility on parents. Amen. To teach their children. Also in the Old Testament. Amen. And to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This scripture that I read tonight is a promise. This scripture that I read tonight is spoken forth, amen, by the psalmist here. Amen. This Psalm 102 is actually a prayer of the afflicted. He talks about being overwhelmed. He pours out his complaint before the Lord. He starts in Psalm 102, and I didn't read it all, and there's no way I could preach it all tonight, and I would like for the Lord to help me in this direction that I would like to go. Amen. I'm thankful that God gives us promises. Amen. He starts out and said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee." Amen. He goes on, he says, amen, "I'm going through all these things." He's talking about his enemies. He's talking about tribulation and sorrow. He even talks about he loses appetite because of the things he goes through. He talks about being lonely. And he talks about persecution and all of these different things. And then he comes down here to the end. He said, "But the children of your servants will continue." That's all that matters, really. Amen. Is that we pass something on that can be carried on for the glory of God. Amen. You've probably heard the study. It was actually in the early 1900s that a preacher done a study. You know, Jonathan Edwards, you've probably heard that name. He was a preacher, you know, probably one of the earliest awakenings in America, and definitely one of the greatest awakenings in America's beginning. And how he preached that famous message, "Sinners in the hands of an angry God," and men held the back of the pew of that church and wept and cried, and God sent revival from that message and swept through America. No doubt, and many got saved, but Jonathan Edwards, him and his wife had 11 children, and he was a great man of faith and believed in the family and believed in God and taught the ways of God. They say that Jonathan Edwards stood and he said, I claim my descendants for salvation. He said, I claim them. And he preached and he taught it in his church, amen, to claim it. Amen. And this promise right here tonight, I want to preach about two things. Amen. About speaking in faith. Amen. I believe in faith, don't you? I'm convinced by faith. We don't have to let the devil win. We don't have to let the devil have our children. Amen. We can claim them for God. The children of thy servants shall continue is what the scripture text here says. And their seed shall be established before thee. Praise God for the goodness of God. I want to talk to you about speaking in faith. Amen. Claiming it. Jonathan Edwards, the story is told that he claimed it. And I know that in the 1900s they done that study. And I know if you just Google it, you know, there's a lot of people say that ain't true. But actually, I don't know if that other man, I think his name was Jukes or something like that, was an atheist. And I know that's about all they can refute is that if that man was really, you know, really a real man or things like that. It's amazing how that society is against the Bible. If you don't believe that society is against the Bible, just take your little Google and Google some stories like did David really kill Goliath and see what pops up, or did Jonah really get swallowed by a whale and things like that. The world does not believe the Bible, but I believe the Bible.
Amen.
Just like you probably heard the story where that professor had that young man in his class and was talking about the Bible and different things, and he said, you don't believe that story where Jonah swallowed the whale, do you? And except he twisted it. Jonah swallowed the whale trying to catch the boy. And the boy says, no, Jonah didn't swallow the whale. The whale swallowed Jonah. He said, but if the Bible said Jonah swallowed the whale, I would believe it. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God. I believe the Word of God. I believe what it says. Amen. And anyways, they've kind of stopped and said, but you know, they went through the descendants of Jonathan Edwards and how that he had senators and I believe he had three U.S. senators in his descendants. I know he had one U.S. vice president. He had over, I believe it was like 30 some judges in his descendants, had like so many like the presidents, I believe, and then so many professors and all that. You can look it up. Amen. But I know that, and then they go the other way. How many murderers was in this, this atheist of his day? How many murderers? How many, convicted criminals and felons? And then they tally it all up saying that, that there's like so many millions that this one, atheist descendants cost society. Now I want to tell you something. Whether the world believes it or not, you raise a family, amen, to live for the devil, it's going to cost society.
Amen.
You raise a family and God, amen, helps our children, they'll be a blessing to society.
Amen.
They'll be a blessing to this world. They'll be a blessing to their community. They will, amen, be a blessing to freedom. God, help us to claim this promise. Speak over this promise. Amen. Hallelujah. If the devil has your children tonight, amen, he has stolen them.
Amen.
And we can take back what the devil has stolen in faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 20, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. I don't have very much faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence into yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. I believe God wants to increase our faith. Amen. To believe God Hallelujah, for our children. Where this comes about, amen, is, amen, where they could not cast the devil out of that little child. And the disciples said, why couldn't we cast the devil out? The disciples came to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. They didn't believe God. Amen. You know, the devil says, you know, we look at our children and I have young children. We have children in our house and say, oh man, they're never going to serve God. You know, look at that rebellious streak in them or look at that. You know, maybe they don't care as much as we wish they did. Amen. In church or get in as much or care about the things of God and different stuff, you know, but I refuse to accept it. Amen. He said, the reason they couldn't cast the devil out is they didn't believe God. Said, because of your unbelief. Said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, a little bitty mustard seed. You know, if I passed out mustard seeds. Amen. And, probably some of you sisters have it in your spices. They'll be, oh, I don't know if you use it or not. I've never known to use it, but I've seen people bring mustard seeds even to church. Maybe some here a long time ago, visiting preacher or something, come and pass them out and pass out the mustard seed. Say, look how small that is. But if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can move the mountain. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you just a little while about this tonight, about speaking in faith. Amen. Speaking in faith. Don't let the devil get a hold of you. Amen. You speak, amen, words of doubt, but instead speak words of faith. I'm not talking about a falsehood. I'm not talking about faith. There's nothing more real than faith. We get, you know, the devil convince us, you know, you're saying that and you're just being fake. You're refusing to accept reality. When we speak in faith against the things that is against us, amen, and against our children, against our families, we're not being fake. We're being more real than we ever was before. Amen. I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe in the Lord. Amen. Said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say unto this mountain, say unto the mountain, speak unto the mountain. You know, there's mountains in our lives. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 13, said a parable he put forth unto them saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, the smallest of all seeds, is what Jesus said. But when it is grown, amen, whether it's the smallest seed or not, I believe he's saying it's a part of the least of all seeds. When it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree so that the birds of the air lodge in the branches thereof. Amen. Start out so small. The devil says your faith is so small. Amen. I'm telling you what, when God gets a hold of it, hallelujah, and turns it around, praise God, when it brings forth fruit to His glory, basically the same thing in Luke chapter number 13. Amen. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed and all the people rejoiced for the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, unto what is the kingdom of God like? We want to think it's like some big bang or something. As far as I know that that's brought out in, Lord help me tonight. That's brought out in that creation, you know, versus, what is that word? Evolution. There we go. The Big Bang. But we want to think that God sometimes starts in our life like some great. But God many times starts oh so small. Unto what is the kingdom of God like? Whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew. Hallelujah. Let God grow in our life. Praise God. Let God, amen, let the kingdom of God grow in our life. The Bible says, and it grew. It might be small right now. It might be a little child right now. Amen. It might be some small seed of faith right now. But if it grows, the Bible said it waxed a great tree and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Amen. I'm preaching tonight about our children. I'm talking about speaking over our children, praying over our children. Amen. Speaking in faith over our children. That word that I'm read tonight for a text said, the children of thy servant shall continue. Thank you, Jesus. Claiming God's promises. Amen. I believe in claiming God's promises. This scripture tonight, this message tonight can be a promise of God to you. Hallelujah. I said a promise of God. They said Susan Wesley, amen, took Charles and John Wesley and her children and said, I claim them for God. And said, I believe it was, amen, maybe one of them, if not another one, amen, went astray. And she would say, but they're God's boys. Amen. And God brought them back and became great preachers. Amen. And no doubt the world, amen, is not the same because of those men. Praise God. I'm thankful, amen, that we can claim the promises of God. Amen. I've told the story before about a girl that was dating this young man, and she was new to Christianity. And every time they would sit down to eat, they would have a box of scriptures, and they called it the promise box. They had wrote promise box on it. And they would take a scripture before they ate, and they would pull it out and read it. You know, like, I mean, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, or weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know, promises of God. Some scriptures, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Just promises, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Talking about claiming the promises of God. I've claimed the promises of God before. I've went to God. There's a song that said, amen, talking about when God unfolds the rose and said, God said he won't put more on us than we can bear. And sometimes, that verse says, sometimes we have to hold God to his promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hold God to his word. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. But she was there and they would pull them out. Well, she ended up, she was dating a young man in that family or whatever. Anyway, she didn't even marry him, the story says, and said that she married somebody else, and he was a preacher, but she adapted that and said she took scriptures and put them like on little cards, index cards or something, you know, and put them in a box and said promise box. And when they would eat, they would pull one out and read it. And she said that her husband went in the war, and that she hadn't heard from him in a while. She had some little children, and she was there in the home alone. He was far away somewhere, and said she heard about a battle where a lot of soldiers was killed, and said fear overtook her heart, and said she went and sat down in her living room and took that box, that promise box, and said, she sat down and she said, oh God, do you have any promise for me? And said that her hand shook as she was, you know, frayed and shaky there. And, you know, everything shook up. And said when she did, that box fell open and all of those cards fell out of the floor. And said, the Lord said, all of my promises are for you. Hallelujah. All of my promises for you, praise God. This promise is for us, claiming the promises of God. The children of thy servant shall continue. I pray for my children even when they're young. I know that you do. I know that there's parents here tonight. I know that there's saints of God, that you're concerned about your children. Amen. That God will save them. Amen. Even though they may be young, but the scripture is on our side. Hallelujah. The word of God is for us. God's promises are for us. Amen. And I choose to believe God's word. Hallelujah. I've been praying for my children every day. I've been praying for your children. Hallelujah. Thank God. Davy, I've even been praying for your children. Thank God. Amen. We can claim the promises of God. Amen. God is able. I'm talking about I've seen God move. I've seen God turn things around. I've seen God bless. Amen. And I claim the promises of God. The Bible tells us, I was reading just in my daily Bible reading the other day in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and it says, for all, can somebody say all?
All
the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. The Apostle Paul is talking about, amen, he's talking about going to Macedonia, and he's talking about going to Judea. And he said, you may have read this, he said, amen, I was thus minded, and I didn't use lightness, he said, amen, nor purpose, he said, that there should be yea and nay, in other words, that my message should be yes and no, amen, but he said, but God is true, and our word to you was not yes and no, not yea and nay. He said, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is preached among you, amen, even by, and he names Silvanus and Timotheus, which was Timothy. He said, those two guys preached, and he said, amen, he said it wasn't yes and no. He said, but it was yes. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad when God says yes? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad when God says yes? He said, Corinthians, when I came and preached to you, he said, God's message was yes. Hallelujah. And then he says, for all the promises of God. Amen. I know it's been out there a while and you saw it on the church sign. Amen. It says God's promises has no expiration dates. Glory to God. God's promises has no expiration dates. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God's promises, God's word is just alive today as it was when it was first written. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen. You know what amen means? Amen. It's basically, and I know I'm saying it now, but it's basically got a twofold meaning, like so be it. Praise God, or let it be so, hallelujah, or I agree, you know, probably a lot of times in our modern terms, when we shout amen, can we say, can I get an amen? Say, I agree. Can I get an amen tonight? Amen. In other words, you agree. And we'll say amen or oh me, you know, just kind of throw that in there. But amen, hallelujah, means so be it. Thank God, we say the promises of God and Him are yes, and so be it. That's what I say. So be it, God. I claim the promises for my children. Hallelujah. I claim the promises for their salvation, to live for God, to serve God, to make it to heaven, to make it to glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Amen. God, help us to believe His word. God, help us to believe what He said. Amen, and help us to do our part. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to do our part. We've got a job to do. We've got prayers to pray. We've got days to fast and meals and plates to push back. Amen. We can claim the promises of God. Claim the promises of God. Claim that God will save our children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There was a lady, I may have told it here, but there was a lady that years ago, she passed away before I ever knew her, that was raised around Oklahoma, right around my town. I knew a man, they called her Granny. I forgot her last name anyways. That might come to me in a little while. But they said she could hear her pray. Granny Manning, I think. Grandma Manning was her name. And they said you could hear her pray for blocks, because, you know, they didn't have, you know, back then years ago, I'm talking about maybe 50 years ago, and she'd pray for her children on that back porch, pray for her children and call those children's name out to God. Hallelujah. Said, oh, God, save them. Oh, God, save them. She had a grandson that she raised. I don't know what happened to her son, but her grandson she raised, amen, and raised up in the house, and she tried to get him to serve God, and he did to the best of his ability, and he became an Oklahoma Highway Patrol, and one day he was standing in the middle of 259 south of Idabel. And early in the morning, a little accident, an old man come around there and didn't see him and hit him standing there, hit him with his car, you know, full-fledged driving, probably, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour, who knows, at least 55. And he said, he died, and he lived just a few minutes and died. Now, I've got this story on audio. I've not heard it in person, but I've got it on audio where he told the story. He said, I knew I was going to hell. He said, he went to his home church right there, Broken Bow Assembly. He looked at them after, you know, rehab and all that. He said, I know y'all would have preached me into heaven. He said, but I was lost and I was going to hell. And, he said that I stood before God. And in that tape, he says, he said, I don't know who was in front of me. He said, but there was two people in front of me and I was the third one. And he said, when I was standing there and I realized I was going to hell, and he said, I stood there and it seemed like eternity, but he said he was only dead for about 30 minutes. But, he said that as he began to realize that he was getting closer, you know, to be judged before God, he said, I could hear my grandma praying, God, don't let Manning die and go to hell. He said, I'd heard her pray many a times. I'd lay in that bed and hear her pray, Lord, save Manning. Don't let him, or Gordon. Gordon was his first name. Gordon Manning. Lord, save Gordon. And he said, as I was in the throne room, his grandma was already dead now. And he said, I heard her in the distance praying, God. He said, then one of them was judged and went. He said, I don't know if they went to heaven or hell, but whoever was in front of me went. And I can only tell you what he said. He said, I stepped up and there's one more in front of me. And he said, my grandmother's voice got louder. And she began to pray. You know, he said she wasn't there. I thought maybe she was there, but I could hear her voice and prayers. Amen. I thought, what in the world's going on? He said, when my time come to stand before God, he said it was like the whole throne room had huge speakers and was just echoing my grandma's prayer. He said, so loud I couldn't even think. As my grandma was praying, God! Save Gordon and don't let him go to hell. And he said, God looked at me, amen. And he said, all I know is, he said, I come sailing back, amen. And he hit his body. He said, my spirit came into my body like a jolt, amen. And I came alive right there in that hospital in Idabel. And he raised up to tell the story. And he said, it was my grandma's prayers that kept me out of hell. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, claiming the promises of God, our children don't have to go to hell. Amen. The devil say you need to quit praying for them. You need to quit going to church. Amen. You know those children one day will be in eternity somewhere. I've got to hold on. Can I get a witness tonight? I've got to stay faithful. It's not easy. Amen. Hallelujah. To see them turn their back on you. Amen. It's not easy to face some of the things that we face. Hallelujah. They say they walk on your feet when they're babies and walk on your heart when they're grown. It's not easy, brother and sister, but I claim the promises of God's word. Amen. And God will cause the children of thy servants to continue. Hallelujah. I claim the promises of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you, amen, you might as well quit serving God. Because if you quit serving God, what about those children? Hallelujah. Amen. The responsibility, amen, that we have in the church for the children. The responsibility that we have, amen, whether they're our children or not, to be faithful to God. Hallelujah. And to pray for them. Amen. You think about going and turning your back on God. Look at these children in the face. Amen. We've got a responsibility, amen, to lead them all the way to heaven. Hallelujah. We got a responsibility to pray. We've got a responsibility to fast. We've got a responsibility to be faithful to the house of God, to bring them to church, to bring them to the house of God. Amen. If those children are out there, claim them. Hallelujah. I said, claim them. Claim the promises. Amen. If it seems hopeless, claim them. Say, devil, speak it out. Speak it out. I believe in this. Speak it out. Speak it out of your mouth, from your heart. The devil, take your hands off of those children. Hallelujah. Speak it out. You know, you may not, whatever, however you feel, you can say it in front of them or not, that doesn't bother me. But you know, you may not, but you can speak it out in your spirit when you're in their presence. We got Christmas time coming. I'm sure probably you might be in, you know, with your children or some, maybe somebody you have a burden for, maybe there and they're not saved. Praise God. Speak it out in your spirit. Bind the devil. Cast the devil out of him in your spirit. I believe in it. I've seen it work time and time again. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, amen, we've got power in the name of Jesus. We've got power in the blood of Jesus. We've got power through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is able, amen, to save everybody's children. And take them to heaven, all the way to heaven. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Call them to preach. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. Amen. We'll take them out of the saloon and put them in the pulpit. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will take them out of the crack house and put them in the choir. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus will take them from a drunken stupor. Amen. A drunken position in their life. Amen. And make them a man or a woman of God that'll serve God. I believe it. Do you believe it tonight? I said, I believe it. I claim it. I claim my family. I claim the children. I claim your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter where they are, no matter what's gone, I believe this. I wouldn't preach this to you if I didn't believe it. I wouldn't say this to you. I wouldn't say it to you, Davey, if I didn't believe it. Amen. But if you'll raise those children for God and you'll bring them to the house of God, amen, and bring them to Sunday school, amen, and raise them up in church and live for God, God will take them right out of the hands of the devil and put them right where they belong. I believe that. I believe in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You believe that, church? Hallelujah. I want to pray for you, Davey. I'm done preaching. Let's stand.